Blog Talk Radio.
Turn me up, yeah. I'm right, so yeah, I started out young,
addicted to the street lights. Lighting up green on a corner like the street light. Eyes red, mom said the streets will take me under. Bodies every other niggas booked every summer. I'm trying to hustle harder, so me I hustle smarter. Try to stay clean and dodge the boys in the charges. You C's in the strata, who see us getting cabins. Fleeing from them bastards for a deep trying to back up. And I don't stick around like a dummy. I ain't trying to go to jail, shit, I'm just trying to get money. The streets talking, the city heated up. TD rumble cases losing, attorneys beat them up. That's why you got stats that cash in the mattress. Been trying to kick the habit, but shit, I'm just an addict. You can't grind out the spot where you lay. With them goons out lurking, and it happens every day. And it's a shame that we so addicted to the game. And don't know what to do. I don't know what to so deep in the game. A nigga so busy getting changed. I gotta watch what I do. I gotta watch how I move. Hey, kid, you gotta stay focused. Don't let the change change you. Stay ahead of the game. Don't let the game drain you. Watch how you make moves, cause niggas always watching. Scamming ass bitches in the district always plotting. Plotting, hotting. Trying to see who cop this. Trying to tally up every dollar in my pocket. Hot shit coming from the barrel if they try to take it. This time's is hard, and I'll be damned if I don't make it. You know they quick to give up statements and send you to the yard looking through that state since damn. So you know you gotta have patience. The gloves, the mask, cover up them faces. Right, revolver, no evidence left from the night. A wicked funeral celebrating his life. And it's fucked up, we all know. But that's how it goes for the love of the dope. And it's a shame that we so addicted to the game. And don't know what to do. I don't know what to so deep in the game. A nigga so busy getting changed. I gotta watch what I do. I gotta watch how I move. Niggas know what it is.
I'm waving. I'm waving. Yes, sir. I'm waving. I'm waving. Be West, G-Dash, we finna get it poppin' again in here. Yeah, Free Gator.
Yeah. I step up in the scene and these haters act effeminate. Talk about the best, make sure that you mention this. I ain't tryna wipe my minutes for the benefits. The city of brotherly love, quick to be terrorists. Homies in the back and you know they show stopping. Cartoon and here, yo, West, let's
get it poppin'.
Dickhead in my way, why you blocking? She fucking with Leezy, believe me, I'm a hot topic. Sunning on these niggas like every single father do. Money over bitches like every one of my brothers do. Claiming that you're wrong, but really niggas soluble as fuck you. I'm all fucker animal, everything off the tongue shit. G-Dash, B-West, time to get it jumping.
Time to get it jumping. Young goons, let's get it popping, let's go, come on.
Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling. I'm gonna be turning this club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. Don't stop till you finish controlling. I'm gonna be turning this club, we gon' do some more.
I say into the aura, flow kinda crazy. Tighter and thicker than Rosemary's Baby. So nobody running with the way that I go in. Flow so mean, haters calling it the old man. This shit can get serious. Motherfuckers losing control when they hearing this. I go in, no doubt about it. These motherfuckers really ain't about it. They coward. I'm about to lose it, don't make me prove it. And take a hop, skip, and a jump before I pull it. I'm so patient, these niggas can't take it. And see the big chain on the neck, no fake shit. I'm so legit, it's hard to quit. They see the flies on me like I'm the shit. So recognize who the fuck I be, cause these niggas can't fuck with me.
Feel me?
Lose control, baby, lose control. When a beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling. When we turn in this club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. When a beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling. When we turn in this club, we gon' do some more.
Shorty losing control like she fish tailing. The whip getting her wet, fish scaling. Still staring, rims glaring. She know I love to get it rocking, Van Halen. But you know what it is when you see me. No shirt, no kick, eyes open, that cheap shitty. Puffing on that green into the weed beat. Can't see my eyes thinking I'm blind, Stevie. But ain't no need to wonder. I gotta go with underdog slumber. She know I bring that thunder Thor. She ain't no whore, I got the number. Baby, what it looking like though? No Sierra, but little Missy losing control. Baby, what it looking like though? Far from a gardener, but I'm looking for her.
Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling. I'm gonna be turning this club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling. I'm gonna be turning this club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling. And when we done in this club, we gon' do some more.
Real monster out. I
chop the head off the crew, left the tonsils out. Threw the shoes on it so it's not barefoot. That new exhaust on it sound like a werewolf. Goons on the outside, foam on the inside. Suicide doors up, then I put it in drive. I'm gone now, that boot got it. Got niggas like, fuck is that blue by me? Dimes on the right side, ducks on the left side. Chauffeurs in the parking lot, tell that nigga let's ride. Shorty here, she act right, I'm leaving out the backside. We did it on U-string, you can see drag lines. Banging from the outside, going in the inside. Damn, shorty ass fat, you gotta see it bend right. Too many haters in the street, I don't understand. Niggas trying to stop my paper, damn.
Oh man, I'm getting money.
Finally let the thread out. I'm sitting in my new bitch, I'm about to pull a breath out. I roll around with 2 6 cause I ain't trying to check out. I'm feeling like Khaled, right now, we the best out. I'm feeling like a pilot, yeah, I took the jet route. I style without a stylist, I show you with my fresh bout. How you want it, Louis or Gucci, I make movies. And throw away money like it did something to me. I throw away bullets, you can't do nothing to me. I'm good in the hood, you only good in your hoodie. I pull up in that lamb, they looking like how could he. I'm looking at myself in the mirror like, why wouldn't you? You know it's H-E, my vision is H-D. The dude from the Bronx, it ain't hard to mistake me. Haters hate me, but nigga, this God plan. And now all these bitches catching vapors, damn.
Oh, man, I'm getting money.
Right now, I know y'all in the middle of this mixtape, like, man, this nigga putting heat out, man.
So fly. We do it so fly. Kamikaze. See Merc. What up? Chat. It's Dollar Rise.
We do it so fly, you do it so lame. My mind on my money, man, I'm all about change. We do it so cool, you do it so whack. We getting all the women cause we getting big stacks. We do it so fly, you do it so lame. My mind on my money, man, I'm all about change. We do it so cool, you do it so whack. We getting all the women cause we getting big stacks. We do it so fly, I might call to check the board. A tire, hook him shorty, filling the ball. Never fraud, I got him. So keep calm to ride while puffing up some guys. We fly in and out the city, pulling all the dime bitties, getting their kitties, milky like Nifty 50. I'm sipping at my old school, Dollar Rise, I'm so cool. Car full of bags, there's more stores to go to. No for, but I'm local, walk that coast, I'm local, bringin' us the rock and pineapple in case you ain't no sucker. Every day, sitting at Betty, I'm very paid. You know what it is, I'm about biz, you in a way. If it ain't about money, then it don't make sense. I'm ballin', you sitting on the bench waiting. You never get in the game, forever hating. I'm playing wild with the style, you a fast and disaster. I'm laughing at you, whack ass. We do it so fly, you do it so lame. My mind on my money, man, I'm all about change. We do it so cool, you do it so whack. We getting all the women cause we getting big stacks. We do it so fly, you do it so lame. My mind on my money, man, I'm all about change. We do it so cool, you do it so whack. We getting all the women cause we getting big stacks. We do it so fly.
In the summer breeze, hundreds of my dungarees. And I'm in it all night, if she been in front of me, they loving deep. I'm that playboy that you wanna be. Getting cheese, giving sleep, wrestling with the energy. No ginseng, probably a fist for Hennessy. The remedy, plus I keep sticky in my vicinity. I stay scoring, getting money first thing in the morning. We don't play the corner no more, that shit throwing. Hit the horn of a Betty, we watching like you performing. We catching niggas sitting and we grill them like a
pouring kamikaze to the world. Anarchy on these streets. I'm charging you a fee if you ain't sharing blunts with me. Take full retreat. 20 your grandma, Courtney Lee. Big time got in. Got the files, got the tin. Sad boys trying to run up, then we gon' be popping them. Been dropped, hopping in. Dollar rides, I'm on with
it. You do it so fly. You do it so lame. My mind on my money, man, I'm all about change. We do it so cool. You do it so whack. We getting all the women, cause we getting big stacks. We do it so fly. You do it so lame. My mind on my money, man, I'm all about change. We do it so cool. You do it so whack. We getting all the women, cause we getting big stacks. We do it so fly. You sure, cause I'm a get mind player. My woman like my automobiles, I like flavor. I take them out to eat, but I don't play the lifesaver. Heavy guap knots, then you got that light paper. I might wake up with your wifey and then bake up. Send her home, my high come down, she wanna break up. I ain't stressed, removing that weight like iron press. But gotta bet, they on me, come through with some plotted threads. I am next to flashing the cash when you broke gas. I smoke the best. SLR, it goes fast.
I'm gone.
Ride with it, I'm doing fine. Nice if I born. These hating niggas, we gon' paint them up. Shit that my bone, I got them rocks stoning. Bring her and I blow a freak. It's factor, I'm attractive. Mommy's notice, I'm something like the AC. Chunky with the gravy. Your story is to get in at a dollar.
We do it so fly. We do it so lame. My mind on my money, man, I'm all about change. We do it so cool. We do it so whack. We getting all the women, cause we getting big stacks. We do it so fly. We do it so lame. My mind on my money, man, I'm all about change. We do it so cool. We do it so whack. We getting all the women, cause we getting big stacks. We do it so fly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He started off with brick fare, now he can't afford it. Every dime, every quarter, he placing the order. He addicted to this pussy, spending all his bread. He stalking the trap, eyes budging out his head. He a crack fiend, cause the code clean. He's a fucking mess, but it's crystal meth. Bringing all type of niggas to my spot. Fool gooking out, getting the trap high. Stealing from his people, anything to get some cash. Pawning all the shit, dude really feeling bad. His eyes open, but he ain't woke. It's no hope. Man, it's pussy like dope. Tell me, let it go. Not the kind of drink, but the kind of smoke. You don't know what you're doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke. It's pussy like dope. It's pussy like dope. Tell me, let it go. Not the kind of drink, but the kind of smoke. You don't know what you're doing, boy, you might go broke. It ain't no joke. It's pussy like dope.
Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. Welcome to all the callers that we got calling in and everyone that follows us every day of the week. This is your host, the Genie Aladdin. Honest Fire, she'll be with us in one moment. She's a little busy right now. But we're going to get to some callers, see what's popping. Tonight's topic is, have you ever had your salad tossed, or have you ever tossed somebody's salad before? So we're going to go to some callers, and we're going to see what they have to say, because I'm real interested in some of these stories. I'm pretty sure.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Welcome back, sis. Welcome back. Right now we got 215-475.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up? This your boy, Mr. West. B. West is in the building, calling from North Philly. What's good?
What's up? Definitely. That's what's up. We just been playing Lose Control and shit.
Yeah. They gotta lose control. They gotta get crazy.
shout out who you are, B. West. So then we gotta ask you the topic questions, because we talk
shit.
What's
up? We already talking shit.
What's good with you? I gotta get you back at Diamond Spotlight. I holler at you about it. We definitely had fun this past Sunday. It was crazy. But the topic question for tonight is, Have you ever had your salad sauce? Your salad sauce or pasta salad, you know. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
No, I've never had my salad tossed or, you know, dressing back.
What about ladies? Have you come across a lady that just put her whole ass in your face?
Nah, I've never gotten that close to the anus of a woman before.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I think it's just some people have a preference for it. Like, people prefer it. Well, yeah. Some people just like it. Like, I don't understand the feeling. Like, whatever. Okay, we're going to talk a shit about it.
I've had my solid toes.
What about you, Jeannie? What about you? Has a girl ever hooked you up in the back area? Gee. You with me? Bro, where you at?
Hold on, I'm right here. Give me a minute.
Oh, shit. No, definitely cool. But B-West, what you got coming up? What's good? What you working on? Definitely with B-West TV.
B West Music Volume 2 is about to get released on iTunes in a couple weeks. I got some new behind the scenes crazy footage that I got from CR the Show. That's T-Pain's artist, for those that don't know him. So I was up in New York filming with him last week, and I got some really good footage for his new music video. So when they air it on VH1 and all that, you know, they're going to include my behind-the-scenes footage. So that's a good
look. Well, that's definitely hot. Yeah, that's a real good look. Glad you're working hard. And make sure you come out Friday, November 26th. I'm doing a Black Friday showcase in Mill Creek. It's going to be crazy. My people's Carlito, my headliner, Carlito Brigante, representing Philly and Miami. So it's going to be real, real official. Tickets $15. Yeah, definitely make sure you get a couple. Y'all come through. We dressing up for this one. And Mill Creek stage is bigger now, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they built the stage bigger. That joint come out more. It should have official. We're going to put a little carpet on it. Mm-hmm. It's real, real nice. Still, you know, people still rock out at Mill Creek. That's still a grungy tavern, but, you know, we hip hop it up. Up in there, do our thing.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. I hit you up. I know you was busy. I keep your shit in rotation on Philly Shine Radio. You already know.
Yeah, shout out to Philly Shine. Shit, Mr. West Coast.
He is too fly. I love B-West. I've known him forever. Definitely one of my favorites in Philly. Bro, who's the next caller we got on the line? I'm waiting for my guest, Ready Rock, to call in. He's an artist from South Carolina, definitely doing his thing. I'm trying to show love to him and his people's vice versa. Philly Shine Radio tonight. Also talking about crazy upcoming shows that we have. And you tomorrow, bro, you going to be live from Club Eyes. What you got playing for everybody for Freaky Friday? What is it, Freaky Fucking Friday? What are you calling it? Dwayne.
Yeah, I'm here. I keep getting calls from people. Okay, the next caller we got is 804-882.
Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What it do? It's your boy Ready Rock, full time.
Okay, well, I just was talking about you. Let everybody know where you repping and what's good with you.
Oh, what it do, Skid? It's your boy, Ready Rock, full-time from Richmond, VA. V's up, A's down. Holla at your boy, man.
Oh,
what up, Philly Shine? You know,
I forgot you from the DMV. Okay.
I'm from the VA,
definitely.
Baby, all day.
Definitely, definitely shout-out to the South. Shout-out to Virginia. We want to talk to you, get to know you a little bit, and as soon as I get your music, we won't be give you that official interview or whatever. But shout out your Facebook or your website pages, Ready.
Okay. My Facebook, I'm on the Ready Rock, REDDYROC. You can hit me there. I got fan page, same name. You can hit me on MySpace. I'm on the Twitter. That's Red Riddle, REDDRIDDLES. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, right now I'm getting my website together as we speak. You know, you can go on CD Baby, you can go on iTunes, you can download my music from there. I got a single out called Coogee Dance that's heavy on the streets. Look out for that. I got a new album ready to drop just as well.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, also, I want to see if we can get you to come up to Philly soon, but I talk to your people about that. I like your music that I've seen on your MySpace.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Definitely. I still go on MySpace, guys, so you know what I'm saying? Like, that music player has got to be the most simplest out of all websites. Like, MySpace music player is the most simplest. It's way better than, what is it, all of them. Like, all of them. I still like MySpace. I want to talk to my brother about this topic. It was kind of your own. Ready, chill with us for a minute. We want to talk to you a little bit more before we let you go. And
okay.
I'm going to let vice versa know when I get your music uploaded into the show and we can be able to show off. It's just that I had a zip file with your music and it just kept giving me an error message every time I would download it.
Word.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't understand it. It was like every time I would click on it, it would just give me an error message, and then I opened up the folder, and it's just empty. So I'm like, what the hell? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we trying to get that together now as far as on that behalf right there. Yeah, we know. He told me it was a problem with it, so I don't know what's wrong with it.
Let me ask you this. As far as your music, what influences do you think a person would think that you have in your music or whatever? Like, who would you say you're, like, similar to, if anybody?
Oh, man.
Or if you can mix up a couple of sounds.
It's crazy because I'm a mixture of different artists. I listen to a lot of artists, and a lot of artists that I listen to, if I will give you a whole list of names that I listen to, you actually see a piece of every artist in me. It's crazy. It's crazy, but some way I don't know how it just that's how it came to
it
works me.
For like, you. Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool. Who would you say your favorites?
Busta Rhymes, Eminem, Pastor Troy, 3-6 Mafia, let's just go Ludacris, you know.
Stop playing.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. There's so many people that I listen to. I just can't stay with. You know what I'm saying? I just can't name everybody at one time. I know I'm going to forget a few people, but
it's cool. That's cool. I definitely fucks with you. Chill with us. We talking shit. Crazy topic, of course, tonight, bro. Who's the next caller? Because I'm ready to talk to some ladies about it. I don't really feel comfortable asking a guy to make a solid toss. I'm just a little homophobic with that. I don't know.
I got a lady for you right now. You know what? Rhonda, hold on for one.
I got a lady right here. Hold up.
Oh, all right. Reddy got a lady with us. Welcome to Philly Shine.
Hold up. Put her on hold for 1 second. Don't go nowhere. We're going to keep you right there. Because, plus, I want to talk to you about you sending your music because the zip joint, it didn't work right. So just hold your friend right there for 1 minute. I want to get to this caller because this caller is calling all the way from Hawaii.
Let's definitely check in on Hawaii. Yeah, hold on, Reddy. Who's the caller? What's the number?
Calling in from Hawaii, 808-354.
Welcome to Philly Shine, Ma. What's good?
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Randy. I'm calling from Hawaii.
Okay, that's what's up. Welcome to the show. Definitely appreciate you from all the way across the country, I guess. You're all the way in the Pacific. I'm by the Atlantic Ocean. Beautiful over there, though. But definitely welcome to the show. We have a really racy topic for tonight, and we're talking about, have you ever had your salad toss, or have you ever tossed a salad?
Mm-hmm.
So you say you did both?
I've done both, but, you know, you got to teach them how to do it the right way.
Because I need to know the right way because I'll tell you the truth. I've had it done twice or whatever, and I've just got no feeling out of it whatsoever. I'm serious. Look back like, are you done? You stop. Like, you know, I don't know if it's because I got a big butt or whatever. God wants to just sit back there and have fun. What is the right way? From Hawaii. What's the Hawaii way?
The Hawaii way?
To be exact.
What was that? 50 inches to be exact, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. She said she got a big butt. It's 50 inches.
Shut your face. Nobody asked you to color the inches.
I don't know. Randy,
Randy,
I want to know. You know what I want to know? You said you've done both. You had it done and you did it before, right?
Right.
Okay, so I want to know. I want to know, and all the callers and the listeners want to know, when you had it done to you, what was the feeling? How did you feel? How did you react?
Being that they didn't do it the right way, of course I'm not going to react If you ain't gonna go and get my shit done correctly,
that's why I think we more wanted to know, brother. Me and about to have an argument. What is the right way? Because I don't even think people know it. Like,
you gotta find the right spot. You gotta take the time. Men think that they can get their shit done in 2 seconds. They don't understand that we need shit done the correct way. Take your damn time. Don't be rushing, or you're not gonna get yours in return.
I know that's
Okay, get down there.
You still didn't answer the question, though.
Well, okay, but you didn't ask the correct question. Exactly what you want.
You asked the correct question. Yeah.
The correct question is, I want to know, when you had it done to you, how did you feel? What was your reaction?
Here we go.
When it was done the right way.
When it was done the right way. Of course, that's like exhilaration. I mean, if you don't get it done the right way, it's I don't know how to explain it. It's just
you feel nothing,
right? It's like, if it gets done the right way, you can. But if you don't feel shit, then it's like you just been wasting my goddamn time. Let me go jump in the shower and go get myself off.
I like Randy. That'd be me all day. If it's not hitting off for nothing, I'm just gonna clean off what we just did. Bye. Deuces.
Wait.
Let me erase your number and let me go find somebody else to call. How's that?
So you're saying that you've never had it done correctly? Is that what you're trying to say?
You know what?
No,
I'm gonna say
she has done it correctly.
Okay, have had it done correctly. I've had someone who was skilled, who went down there, who had it done correctly. Damn it, I mean, he had me whooped. I ain't gonna lie. I was there for no. He just said,
you know what, Randy? A woman will confess, like, when a guy has a whipped or whatever. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
There's no problem. Like, it's a good thing. Like, he caught me right there. But a guy can't really admit it. I think we should have that for my topic on Saturday. Will you admit when you're whipped?
I will admit it. I mean, if you can lay it down and you can make me forget my name for like 30 seconds, you know what? I will. Damn it. You can have it every day. If you can do it, I ain't going to lie. You can go down there.
So if somebody can make you forget your name for 30 seconds, they can get it every day.
I will marry them. I ain't never got married in 33 years. And if I can find somebody who can write on me like that, then you know what? I would commit.
So basically what you're trying to say is that I need to take a trip to the islands then, right?
You can try. And then I can call back and let them know how you performed.
Yes. Definitely give us the update report from his trip to Hawaii. So you're on
Blaine. If he comes back married, then, yeah. If he comes back married, then you know he did his job.
Oh, no, if he's sinful, it's like, oh, it's a wedding in Hawaii. I'm coming. I'm definitely on that boat trip right over there.
He's on that boat trip, but he's going to come up in the middle of the Pacific and get that done. He'll take care of business.
You know what, D? You in trouble tonight. I think he's really in for some trouble. We talking about performing, right? Because I think D is really one of those guys. You know how guys like to... You compete, you know what I mean? You give me a test, I'm going to get that shit done. So you done started something, girl.
she already know how I get down. She just being modest right now.
Y'all got your little side of relationship.
Oh,
right.
I guess. We've been over the Pacific. You didn't know it's going through the air.
Uh-oh.
Going through the air.
Definitely, you stay tuned in. I know my brothers will give you the updates on the show so you can know what's popping. Check out some of the music and join the fun topics tomorrow.
It's
going to be
early
live.
It's early my time. It's
6 o'clock. Okay. Also, that's what's up. Well, damn. We got to get a Hawaii late night show popping.
There you go.
We'll talk to you about that later.
There we go.
Graphic, sis. She can get very, very graphic. She don't hold no punches.
That's the reason that I want to take Philly Shine to 24 hours, because we're not getting to all the time zones. We're trying to get to We try to get to some to good time zones or whatever. Definitely shout out to my girl, Niche Buck, balling out of control, doing her thing in Philly, you know what I'm saying? Much love to her. I'm not sure if she's listening in now, but she just texted my phone. Gorgeous, beautiful spitter, definitely got bars, definitely got class, fucks with her a billion percent. Heard her shit out in Thundercat Studio. I'm going to get her uploaded in the Philly Shine Radio. I'm going to have a little special interview. I just had to get my little shout-outs in the middle. And, of course, Mill Creek, November 26th, Black Friday is going down crazy.
Black Friday, Mill Creek, be there or kick fucking rocks.
Or whatever. Or if you're in Hawaii, we'll understand if you can't make the party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. That might make it a little difficult.
I have her fly out here from Hawaii to check out Mill Creek.
You
see how we
do it. Okay, well, if you send her plane trips, give me a bus ticket to Atlantic City. I'm trying to go to AC tomorrow. And,
there you go. You can send that plane ticket, huh?
Every day.
You and I can hang out. You'll buy me the ticket, and you and I will hang out, and we'll go party. How's that?
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Remember you said that, and when you get out here, you're going to hang out with my sister. I'm going to just go ahead. I'm going to be unavailable your whole trip here then.
You know what, bro? You just got to stop. You know we always double team on you. I take all the ladies away. He's going to start calling me a lesbian. Let me find out.
He's going to start pouting. Let him go. We don't want him to start pouting.
Yeah, no. All right, D. We want, as a matter of fact, chill with us, Randy. We got Vice Versa on the line. His people's getting ready, sharing on the topic and open up some more callers, play some more music. So as long as you have time, ma. So who's the next caller we got, D?
Yeah, Randy, make sure you stay right there, okay, baby? Don't go nowhere, all right?
Now you all call her, baby. Ooh, we need to get some sound effects.
We gonna, before my sis start acting up, we're going to run to the next call. Very, very, very special friend of mine. I mean, I like to call her the Black Barbie, 267-231, one of the baddest chicks in the city. What do you think, sis?
Oh, hello. Welcome back to Philly Shine, beautiful.
What's up, love? How are y'all?
Definitely good. Introduce yourself to everybody again.
Well, I mean, I go by the line, a.k.a. Smiley Smiles.
Okay, well, yeah, the topic tonight, you know, is crazy. He's getting ready for the topic for tomorrow night, live at Club Oz, but... Smiley Smile, before you go into the topic, you got to show off and tell everybody where they can be able to see your beautiful, beautiful self.
To start off, you can find me, Smiley Smiles, on Facebook. I'll definitely be on there. Also, it is going down next Wednesday, November 17th. Runway Report at Chain University, one and only fashion show presented by NH, New Heritage Models. $6 at the door. Come out and show love. Come out and support. It's definitely going down. I mean, we got some scenes for sexy ladies. One of which is myself. You know,
and me.
Support. Once again, find me on Facebook. Smiley Smile is the one and only Smiley Smile. So as soon as you type it in, you're gonna see my pretty sexy face right on up there.
I know that's right. Thank you. But no, tonight's topic, we got into it a little bit with B. West. He's like, hey, I don't want no part of it. You know what I mean? We didn't really get that ready rock just yet. But Randy, she went in on the topic, and we're talking about, have you ever had your salad tossed or tossed another salad? And then, you know, D got his little specific questions, too.
I've never been the giver, but I have been the receiver in that situation.
Wait a minute. I like the pause. Wait a minute. She paused first. And I think that pause means something. Wait a minute, D. No, that pause, I don't think she lied. I think you were asked to have to toss a salad. Have you ever been asked by a man to toss a salad?
No offense to anybody that is into that, but thank God, no.
No, I haven't. Everybody got a little bit of freak in them, but I'm just sorry for a man to ask me to toss his salad. Yo, I'll be over it. I think I'll be over it.
Oh, so. Yeah, I don't know what I'll do either.
I don't know. It gives me scary movie a little bit. I'm just not it.
Okay.
But I want to know. You said you had it done before, right?
I have.
Okay, so what I want to know is, did you like it? And if you did like it, what was your reaction? And would you have it done again?
To be totally honest, when it happened, it was a spur of the moment. I didn't even see it coming. So
my reaction. Supposed to be on your belly, so you're not supposed to see it coming.
Shut your face.
I mean, yeah, but you're on your belly and you expect one thing, and then when something comes, it's just like, bam, like, where did that come from? So my reaction was more like, I didn't know what to do. Once I realized what was going on, I was like, no, but after it, a couple minutes, I went into a trance a little bit.
Randy, I take it that she's had it done the right way. You go into a trance. Randy said, when you forget your name, it's good, but you said you went into a trance. I ain't never had it.
Listen, I'm not going to say his name. I'm just going to say I didn't know what to say. I didn't know whether to say his name, whether to say, oh, my God, or whether to clinch the shit. I was just lost.
All at one time. His name, oh, my God, what the fuck, everything, just LOL, all of it, just ran together.
I was in the outer limits. I just put my head on the pillow and just took it.
What it was. You put your head in the pillow. That means that
what
you
the
must...
hell?
It was beautiful. I can't tell you if it was done the right or wrong way, because unfortunately that was my first and only time getting it done. All I can say it was a beautiful thing. It really was.
See, that's what's up. We still got Ready Rock on the line, Ding.
We got a whole list of callers in the line.
Well, yeah, we definitely going checking on the callers. Wanted to holler back at Ready Rock, see what his little partner had to say. We gotta, keep moving. Ready, you with me?
Let's check out his partner.
Yeah, building.
Smile, you gonna stay with us for a few more minutes?
I can try.
Okay.
Definitely welcome. That's what's up. We want to support her event the 17th as well too. Ready Rock, you with us?
No.
Oh, let's just open up a new caller.
Okay. We going to go to 267-602.
Welcome to Philly Sound. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is M. Dot
Beat
and Brothers. What's good?
Yo, M. We got one of you checked earlier.
Really?
We definitely show love to you. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, I've been showing love on the Twitter and the Facebook and all that shit, Definitely let niggas know about the show and shit.
As you should. Make sure you tell them about November 26th, Mill Creek, and December 5th.
Definitely going down.
But we talk about getting your solid toss. Now, I don't know. I asked my brother, but he ignored me when I asked him if he ever had his solid toss. What about you, M. Dot? You ever had your solid toss?
A chick asked, can she do it? And I told her, no, I'm cool. Like, I don't even want that area to even be fucked with. You know what I'm saying? Hold on real quick.
Was she aggressive about it, or was she just like, let me look at your butt?
No, basically, she was already going down on me and shit. She was like, she's basically telling me to lay all the way back. And I'm like, no, what's she trying? Like, she actually was like, going, she actually was pursuing to actually do it. She tried to tell you when she learned last week. I pulled her back like, no, what the fuck is you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to get me off, you know what I'm saying? So I just had to tell her to go back up where I feel comfortable where I've been at, which is, I mean, just basically just going down on me.
That's funny. I love this
story. Well, I'll read this show.
Why you pushing me back? Why you pushing me back? But y'all,
I think any nigga who, like, to get that part of their body fucked with, like, something wrong with them. Like, I don't know. Like,
Some guys are perfectly straight, and they like that. So, I don't know. I want to talk to him tonight, my damn self.
I don't know. I had,
he said, Jonah, call in the Philly Shine if you like your solid toss, fellas. 646-929-0172. Definitely call in. Why was I about to shout out my phone number? No. That number is public for business.
Your phone going to get blown the hell up.
Yeah, but...
Yo, I've been trying to Skype the show, and this shit not letting me do it. It's saying some other shit. I prefer Skyping the show, you know what I mean, instead of calling on my phone because it's a radio station. I got my computer and shit hooked up to.
Yeah, you can. People calling through their Skype all the time. I don't know. Try it again. Let's go to the next caller, D. Yeah, check out who else is on the line. I'm trying to find out who.
Got the fabulous Kia on the line. What's going on, baby
Kia.
Girl?
Hey, people.
Welcome back to Philly Shama. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, before we get into some more music, we got to definitely show love to all the callers. Smiley Smiles definitely in the building. We got Randy representing Hawaii, all crazy. And, of course, my guest, Ready Rock from Virginia in the building. Send me a bio, too, if you're still listening, so I can get to know you a little bit more better. Gotta get to know my artists before they come onto the show. I know too much, But Kia, tonight's topic, what's good with the solid tossing? You're giving, you're receiving. What's up? Do you like it? Do you love it?
Never gave. I never gave and received one time, and it was like, what the hell?
Like for nothing, right?
Yeah, like what the hell is this? Could you stop and finish poking? Because this is not good.
Wait a minute. So do you like anal sex?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you about my theory, right? I'm gonna get a tattoo on each of my ass cheeks. One is gonna say exit only. The other side is going to say enter around front.
See, that's how I feel, too. But you know what? On the couple times I've had my solid toss or whatever, I just mainly just do it because the guys just want to eat my ass. I'm like, just go ahead. I don't care. Like, you done yet? Oh, all right. You done yet? All right. You done? Oh, okay. No more kisses and shit.
But my thing is, like,
I tell a man you forfeit your kisses, eat my ass.
But wait, check it out, right? But isn't guys kind of homophobic when they do that? Like,
eating the ass?
Or having their ass?
I don't know.
Homophobic, like,
I would think so, but hey, to each his own. And it's been straight men. I don't mess with gay men.
I had this one guy ask me to put a finger up his ass. And I'm looking at him. But
my shit trumped it. I've had a whole man ask me to fuck him in the ass with a dildo. I've had situations.
That was crazy. But wait, I got this channel on my TV on demand, Too Much for TV, and they have, like, these specials on there, and they said that it's, like, certain muscles and things in the asshole that, you know, stimulates a man and
the guys, they definitely got a little extra clitoris or something in the ass
They give them like a little stimulation. I forget what it's called, but we'll research it. We'll talk about that. We'll have a gay night on Philly Shine. Talk about gayness. Y'all don't have to come.
No.
You'll have to do it. I can do it. I know gay people. Shout out to my baby, Kelton, you know what I mean, doing his thing. My boy, James, you know what I'm saying. I fucks with them. They homosexual. I don't care. They cool. They all just dress fly.
I will mute your mic if you are
No. Come on now. Tolerance. Or just don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. We're very tolerant on Philly Shine Radio. But check out the next call. I'm not playing no gay music, though. I don't want to hear another man talking shit all crazy like that. Hell no.
Ask me who I am on the show or ask me anyway.
I ain't lying. One time we bailed fucking... One open mic, it was this gay rapper. He was dead serious. He was talking about all this stuff. I was like, he's brave, though. Like, go ahead. Like, but he was definitely welcome. We were all tolerant then, too. It wasn't like he was saying, I want to fuck you all in the ass. He was just saying how he do his thing, you know. Can't get mad. Can't get mad at a person doing a thing.
You know, we got to get off the gay thing. Can we go get
the
next call?
You the one talking about tossing salad. That's borderline. We are all walking a fine line tonight on the asshole.
Next caller.
Fine. It's going to come up again. We talk about assholes.
Okay, you're right.
Next caller. 772. What area is that? Welcome to Philly Shine.
Hey, it's JV. I called y'all the other night.
Yeah,
it
was
Beach, Florida.
Hey. Definitely welcome back to the show.
All right. Well, Jeannie wanted me to call and comment on the toss and the shower thing.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Have you ever had this solid toss? Have you ever given it away? Have you ever tossed the salad?
JC.
Well,
before you answer that question.
Wait a minute, let her answer the question.
Yes, I've had my salad tossed, and I wouldn't exactly say I've tossed really salad, but you know, I've looked under the ball sack area before. They seem to like that just fine.
I don't think they count.
I ain't never stuck my tongue out like that. No.
I've been
surprised once or twice before like that, and it was actually, I don't know, the shit felt pretty damn good.
Now, what was you going to ask today?
What I was going to say was, when I get to Florida, basically you trying to say that's what you like.
What were you offering? When I come get you at the airport, is that what you're saying you was gonna do for me for coming to get you?
I'm gonna do whatever you need me to do for you.
Oh shit, that's what's up.
He's definitely on his way. I want you to open up the next couple lines. We're going to bust it up with everybody a little bit before we shut the show down, do our thing. Definitely will be back tomorrow night, official live from Club Eyes. Who's the next caller we got, D?
We got
770.
All right,
peace, JD.
I'm going to holler at you, baby.
All right.
Two one five eight three three.
This is Nisha. What's up?
What's up, Nisha? I definitely shouted you out earlier in the show. Welcome back to Philly Shine, Ma.
What's up? How you doing?
Definitely good. But you a hardworking woman. Before we get into this topic, you gotta show off. Let everybody know where you can find your new music, your YouTube, such and such.
go in.
Yes, definitely. Right now, I'm working on a project. My mixtape is going to be done. Matter of fact, it's done right now. I'm just, you know, getting it mixed down. It'll be out the end of this month or whatever. It's called New Era. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And by the way, shout out to my team, Rapid Fire. You know, we a new movement trying to keep it going.
Man, that's what's up, definitely. Shout out to you, Rapid Fire, everything you're doing. I'm going to have the pleasure of working with Niche, too. It's definitely official.
You know what? For not making Mill Creek on Sunday. I swear, honest, my schedule is nuts. Like, I don't even have time for myself.
Well, you know what? It's cool because and all artists, anybody who missed it, I keep it consistent, a consistent place where you can showcase yourself, Philly Shine Radio, Diamond Spotlight, Music Showcase. I'm going to keep it popping. And I'm also working on making sure, like, if I ever leave, it's always somebody to keep holding everything I'm doing down. Because I feel like if you're doing anything, it should be legendary and then turn into a legacy. So let's get it popped.
Right.
Fucking, oh, but we also talking shit tonight, Niche. Not all music over here. We talking shit, literally. So
we get into this same topic because I've been listening. I just want to tell everybody,
yes.
Can you follow me at Twitter? At Niche_Buck and follow me on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealNicheBuck.
All right, The Real Niche Buck, not the other one, the real one.
The one and only, the only one Niche in the city.
Okay, the one and only. Well, that would be hot. I should change my name to The One and Only Honest Fire.
Right.
I just like the way that sounds, The One and Only. But, Niche, we talking about tossing solids. Yay or nay? Are you a yay to toss a solid, getting a solid toss? Nay.
You know what?
Well, who cares?
Definitely nay. But you know what? Listen to this. Like, I've never got it done before. I have been presented the opportunity quite a few times, but declined all of them. But you know what? I might try it one day. I might. It's definitely something but I've never done it before.
Now, see, tonight on Philly Shine Radio was the only time I've ever heard women praising it. I don't know if we still got Randy on the line, but Randy was just saying, you do it right, you can't remember your name and all this other stuff. JD said you can't do no wrong with it, you know what I'm saying?
Trash. What was she talking?
Yeah, I know. I'm about to say, well, shit, what I got to do, squiggle my ass to the left a little bit? I was trying to get her to be specific for us all, you guys, because, you know what I mean, definitely had it done a couple times. And both times for myself, it was just like nothing. I'm just like, are you just happy because my ass is just in your face? So I'm like, what is that?
Niggas think out of that shit. I'm telling you, they do.
Yeah, I think the guy in Smiley Smile said she know what it's about too. But I think that's just more for a guy to like ass, like you just want your face all in it, just sort of shake on your face. Because it's not the same. I say you could get that if I just sit on your face, cause
right.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
Let me ask Genie, have you ever had just salad toss, and do you like to toss salads?
I've never had it done because you can never go anywhere near that area of my body.
He's homophobic.
Absolutely. But I have done it before, and One to make a long story short, on one episode, I've done it to the degree where as though a woman came on herself.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, for the person that has declined many times but is curious about it, I'm just letting you know, I'm a beat status.
So, wait a minute. Let me find out. This has turned into 1-800-I-TOSH-A-SOLID. Is that the number you're about to give out?
So basically what it turned into is, you know, I'm just offering to be the first.
So Busty and Cheery is getting a coochie for the first time. What is... the ass. What is what would we call it? Busting the poop? I don't know. Busting loose.
Well, I'm sure, you know, since she's a frequent caller of the show, you know, that she'll call in and she'll be able to say, oh, my God, honest, I had it done. And O-O-M-G, W-F-T, LOL. You know, I'm sure she'll be pretty. When you say what's your name, where you calling from, she probably might not even remember. She might say my name instead.
Uh-oh. Hey, as long as a person is happy, I say.
No, it's not as long as a person. We talking about the person you talking to right now.
Niche, yeah. As long as you're happy, hey, I'm happy. We all got to make each other happy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm definitely trying to make Niche happy.
I'm up
on your offer.
We're gonna have to get it popping. But Niche,
I'm joking.
Send me some music, Niche. Like,
I'm gonna say stuff honest. I swear, I promise. You know what? I'm gonna do it. I keep saying I gotta do it, but I've been procrastinating lately. But you know what? I'll get it to you though. I got so many people to send out music to. I just been bullshitting. It's all backed up and all that shit.
Oh, girl, please. I understand. I haven't even recorded a song. So, yeah, my fault, too. I got to get stuff popping myself. Like, ugh. But definitely, like I said, we still here. Thanks to everybody who called in and joined in the show. You know what I'm saying? We got more to come tomorrow night live from Club Oz. I'm gonna be somewhere chilling in the cut. You know what I'm saying? While he... all in the front, you will be front and center in the action, right, Dean?
Yeah, I'm going to be at Club Oz, front and Gerard. I'm going to have a couple guests with me. I'm going to be interviewing the dancers. I'm going to be in the lap dance room. I'm going to be in the dressing room. I'm going to be in the bathroom. I'm going to be interviewing the bartenders. Okay. I'm going to be interviewing the bouncers. I'm going to be interviewing the managers. I'm going to fuck with everybody. I'm going to take some pictures. I'm going to be doing it all. Matter of fact, I hope Niche come out, be my guest as well.
You know what? I just might come out. And you know what? I'm free tomorrow. My schedule's empty, so I just might come out.
Oh, well,
we getting stuff started.
It's a done deal.
Maybe Niche wanted to start rapping while they dancing and shit. Let the bitches dance to one of your songs and shit. Strip to one of your songs.
I definitely
shout out to the girls at Club Risque who danced to We're Controlling This. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Definitely show love to the ladies. I think We're Controlling This should be every stripper's anthem. Definitely the stripper's anthem. Shake that ass, girl, to my song. But shout out everybody who called in. Like I said, Ready Rock, we had a great official interview with him coming soon. I'm about to go check my Gmail, see if I got that music in there popping. We'll actually get it played for tomorrow night's show. D, definitely make sure you promise me. Look out for that. And definitely good night, everybody. Like, it was a beautiful show. We a lot learned about the Solid Toss. I say, I'm still not into it as far as I don't have there's no sensors back there for me. Like, you guys might have a little extra, whatever, your prostate, whatever feels good to be rubbed from back there. That's just not fair. That's not fair. I'm going to say it out loud. It's not fair. You know what I mean? Y'all got a dick. They got like 17,000 million nerves and sensors on it. And y'all get a little bit of, a little bit of fun from the back door. It's not fair. But we're going to talk about more shit tomorrow. What you calling it? Freaky fucking Fridays?
It's called Triple F Freaky Fucking Friday at Club Oz. It's going to be every Friday night from 11 to 2. It's Triple F Fridays. If you come to the door and you say, I'm a frequent listener of Philly Shine Radio and Honest Fire, and the genie, you'll get in for free. Just say Triple F Friday, and you'll be entered into the door because I grant all wishes. And one of the wishes that I know I'm going to have to grant is for Niche.
Niche to come out up. Niche, you're going to grant your wishes. I'll make sure she all know that. Y'all tune in. You know we're going to be right here, Philly Shine Radio. Oh, can you play that joint by Carlito again? I'm the One. What was it called? One in a Million. Something. That shit is hot. I love that song.
Keep It 100.
Huh?
Keep It 100.
Was it Keep It 100? What's the name of the other songs? I'm not sure.
We keep it, keep on moving. Reach to Death. STH.
No.
Friends and Rubber Bands. Friday and Dickie.
Nah, it's, yeah, Keep It 100. Maybe that's it. That shit crazy. I don't know. I like all his music, but that's when we close out with my hit.
See if this is it. I'm going to play it. I'll be there just to hold you. I'll be there to console you. Baby, let me show you.
Let me show you. I'm going to run it out forever. Your love, I will treasure. Right.
I like that hook. It just makes me want to sing along. I can't wait to see you in person, Carlisa. It's going to be amazing. We're going to definitely have some fun. Shout out to the lady on the hook. Good night, Jeannie. Thanks for everything. We had a ball.
Good night.
You're not going to say good night? Oh.
Yeah, you
he always doing something. I'll go. What you want? You know what? We're about to fight.
You got me doing the milk.